Hello, listener. And that's a fairly good point because, as it stands at the moment, I don't have my own trademark greeting. So many audio boos do. And I'm going to have to think of one. I'm in my studio. My studio's been long established since we moved in here and it was just a garage. And I've slowly added to it with bits and pieces of musical instrumentation. I've long been a player of guitaring, but I've never been particularly good. And, of course, we've got a musical keyboard. All the way to kind of rather unusual bits of equipment. Good old Rolf Harris's stylophone. But a new sort of rival has turned up. And it's one I've sort of kind of been looking for a long while. And I've basically saved it. It didn't cost me any money. And a very friendly guy, friend of ours, managed to drive it here in his van. And after a bit of a struggle, we managed to get it into the studio. Yes, it is huge. And no, it isn't an elephant. It's made by Churchill. It's very old. And it really needs a huge amount of work doing to it. It's a piano. In fact, it's two different but it's two completely different keys at the bottom of the piano. My next challenge will be to go on the internet, as well as remembering how on earth to play the piano, and get some equipment to tune it off eBay for quite cheap. You can buy tuning sort of hammers and little jammy things, because I know all the technical terms, me, for not a huge amount of money. And then Eleanor can come down here anytime she likes, bash away at the keys, and hardly anyone will be able to hear her. That's the theory, anyway. Yes, the notes are in kind of roughly the right order. Then he gets to the middle, and this is how it sounds. Yeah, pretty ropey. I wish I was any good at playing the piano, actually, but I don't really. I'm not going to play chopsticks, don't worry. Oh, that's off, isn't it? What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it to settle for a couple of weeks. I'm not going to ignore it. I'm just going to leave it to acclimatise. It was in a damp and cold church for several years. And the organist said, well, you can take it away, but I don't know if you'll get any use out of it. But the thing still makes noise and almost all the notes still work. So I'm always optimistic that we'll be able to get something out of it. Then I'll tune it and then it will be part of the equipment that I have in my studio, which will be brilliant. The best thing about it is it still has that traditional piano-y smell. If you've ever had a piano in your house, you'll know what it's like. It's kind of the wood exudes. I don't know how it manages to do it for decades on end. It exudes its own sort of scent. And it, in spite of the fact that it doesn't make a particularly good noise, it's still an amazing piece of furniture. And that's the other thing, of course, I'm going to need to do is pledge it to within an inch of its life and get rid of the little coffee marks and rough bits on the top of it. But there you go, the new arrival to my studio. I haven't given it a name yet, of course. Any suggestions will be gratefully received. That turns it into kind of a two-way interactive thing, doesn't it? Yes, Audio Boo listener. I haven't thought of a name for you yet, but you have to think of a name for my piano. And with that, I shall sign off and get back to playing something a bit easier.